The last thing I wanted to end this particular presentation with is four questions to answer. Now, this is not economics, but I wanted to add this now. It's important. Four questions to answer when forecasting the stock market, okay? This gives you a better understanding once you answer these four questions or ask yourself these four questions, a better understanding of how to utilize the forecast, right? So the first question, and I'll probably revise this in the future. I didn't think about it that much, but this is what came to me immediately. Where is the market headed, right? That's the most obvious question. That's the question that everyone waits for every month when they anticipate the release of the market forecasting presentations, right? You want to know where the market's headed. The second question, over what approximate period is the market headed in this direction, right? So we address here, you want to know what the duration, what the period. I could say the market's going to fall by 1,000 points over the next 3 weeks, right? Well, for some of you, that doesn't mean anything, does it? Most of you, it shouldn't mean anything, actually, if you're real investors. Now, if you're short-term traders, okay, that means a lot. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't short-term trade if you're a long-term investor. There are times when you should. But the bottom line is that unless you give a frame of reference, a bigger picture analysis as to what that means over the longer-term period, then it doesn't help us that much now, does it? So we want to know what's going to happen after that 1,000-point decline. Is it going to trade flat for another month or 2 months and then collapse lower? Is it going to rally? Is the trend going to reverse into bearish? Or is it going to, we're going to retain that bullish trend? Is it going to rally and maintain a bullish trend, right? The third question, what is the risk of staying in the market versus selling over this period? So in other words, what is the upside versus the downside potential, right? So not only is it important to provide, and I'm not saying you got to nail the forecast. Once again, the important thing about any forecast is laying out the scenarios, laying out the relative probabilities of what could happen, laying out the relative risks so that you can decide what you should do. Some of you are active, very active. Some of you are not that experienced. You're more passive, right? So I'm telling you what I think is going to happen. I'm giving you different scenarios. I'm giving you a generic, maybe asset allocation, risk management. You decide how to use that for your own purpose relative to your own risk tolerance, your own activity level, your own skill level, right? Your own investment horizon, your own investment objectives. That's what you have to work on, okay? It takes some time to develop that understanding, but that's really the easy part. The easy part is really knowing yourself, because you can work on yourself 24/7, anytime you want. I can't grab you and slap you around and get you to get with it, can I? All I can do is provide you my best assessment of the scenarios and what I think is going to happen and relative to risk and so forth. But you have to act upon these things based upon not only your own risk tolerance, investment strategy, investment objectives, and so forth, skill level, activity level, but also based upon what happens, what, you know, because I don't have a crystal ball. Things can change, right? So that's the third question. Once again, what is the risk of staying in the market versus selling over this period, right? So let me give you an example. Let's say that we were hitting a period of questionable uncertainty. In other words, I'm not quite sure about the uncertainty, right? I don't know how much to gauge it. I just know that there's increasing uncertainty. I know that we're towards the end of a bull market, and I think that a bear market is closer to materializing than we have remaining in the bull market. So let's say that you are 65 years old. You're pretty passive. And I talk about a very uncertain period, whereby we could see some downside. And I think that the downside over the next few years is going to be much higher than the upside. Well, if you're a passive investor, older investor, your investment horizon is short, that is the time that you have to invest, then you're going to want to be really conservative now, aren't you? Right? So for you, you might want to sell on strength, gradually get out of the market, you know, things of that nature, and kind of shore up cash. because you're not 25 years old. You're not 35 years old. You don't have 20, 30, 40 years to invest in the market, right? And you have a passive strategy anyway, you see? So that's just one example. Okay, fourth and final question is, do we expect to see a change in trend over this period? And I kind of alluded to that earlier. That's also very important, right? Do we expect to see a trend change? Does this move that I am forecasting, is this a signal of a change in trend? Or perhaps the change in trend is coming. We see it down the road, right? This is really the most important question to answer. It's probably the most difficult. So always keep your mind on those questions. Don't just act like a robot and I say, well, I think the market's going to go down here. Always keep in mind what that means to you, what that means for you as an investor, right? Every investor has a different profile, a different risk profile, a different activity level. Younger investors can take on more risk than older investors, right? Older investors have to be very conservative, okay? So I just wanted to point that out, and I'm going to go on to the next presentation in economics. Hopefully, will be the final one.